From Tidbits on April 15th, 2013, this is Tracking Boston Marathon Runners Online, written by Adam Sangst. As a distance runner who was tracking the progress of many friends running in today's Boston Marathon, I was personally shaken by the horrific news of explosions at the finish line that have claimed the lives of at least 3 people and injured at least 130 others. That's of about 10 o'clock on April 15th. Members of the Ithaca running community did a great job in contacting friends and family members who were competing in Boston and then sharing the information more broadly on our club mailing list to spread the word. Nearly all local runners have reported in unharmed. If you want to check on someone who is associated with the race, Google has started a person finder for the catastrophe, though it contains only about 4,500 records right now. For context, 23,326 people started, 17,584 finished, 4,496 people made it 40 kilometers but didn't cross the finish line, and 1,246 people never made it to 40K. And that doesn't include families or spectators. Plus, the Boston Marathon athlete tracking page is still up, so you can figure out when people finished. So far, I've heard from people who finished between 2 hours and 43 minutes and 4 hours and 21 minutes, with the last guy saying that the explosions came only a few minutes after he finished. Large races like Boston have multiple starts, so finishing time isn't solid as a predictor of whether or not a runner might have moved past the finish line, but those finishing in under 4 hours and 20 minutes would probably still be more likely to be safe. I hope this information helps provide some peace of mind, and while I've had a hard time concentrating enough to finish today's issue of Tidbits, I do want to say that if there's one trait that describes marathon runners, it's that we don't give up. I've heard reports of runners finishing the race and continuing to run straight to Massachusetts General Hospital to give blood. Stories like that make me proud to count so many runners among my friends. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by Barebones, CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Transporter, and DOS Keyboard. If you like listening to our articles, please visit our podcast page in iTunes and leave a rating and a review. To find it, click the podcast link in the upper left of the Tidbits homepage at tidbits.com. Once there, you can also follow article links, make comments, read related articles, and subscribe via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app. I'm Adam Angst, and thanks for listening. Been a bit of a hard day here.